guys. What is up? Welcome back to another episode of Gals on the Go. I'm Brooke.
I'm Danielle, and we're so excited to be back at it for you guys today. I'm really excited about this week's episode. We're going to be talking about comparing yourself to others, how we personally combat it, because that's a really hard thing, and just kind of some tips on how to boost your confidence a little bit. And
yeah,
I think it's going to be a good episode.
Definitely. And I know we've covered topics like this before, but you guys always tend to really like these sort of episodes where we
definitely
dive a little more into specific tips. And obviously, it's something that we both face, I think, a lot. I mean, mm-hmm. who doesn't? Like, everybody does to some extent.
Yeah.
So we'll get into that in a little bit. But before that, Danielle and I need to catch up with you guys. We need to chat about our weeks. What have you been up to, Danielle?
Well, nothing super crazy. However, last week I carved pumpkins, which was really fun. Well, we carved and then I ended up painting. Did you do any pumpkin activities this year?
No, I did not this year. I actually barely even have fall decor. I really only have like two things. I'm really minimal this year.
Fall decor is hard.
It is hard because winter is definitely more exciting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I've seen the things about fall decor. Do you go the more spooky route, like Halloween vibe, or do you go like a rustic fall?
See, our opinions on fall decor. My opinion is like spooky is just, I don't want to offend anybody, but for me personally, it kind of like, I don't know. Like, it's kind of cheesy to me.
Okay, I think it's scary.
Hot take.
That is kind of a hot take. My parents do the spooky vibe at the house. I hate it. I tell them every year. I'm like, we have like a thing that like takes off his head. I'm like, get rid of this. It's scary. I don't like it. We have like witches and shit. Like, I don't even know. I hate it. I'm like, I don't. And my mom like is obsessed. She's like, oh, it's from the magazines, you know, like the catalogs.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Well, yeah. Okay. Actually, correction. My family does that too. Up front.
Okay.
Not like super spooky. My mom would get scared, you know, her. But we do have like minimal spooky things. But I think it's more of like a family house thing. But like in my apartment, I don't want that. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would completely agree. I think it depends.
More homey.
I feel like it comes across. I know what you mean. It can, if you go the spooky route, it can come across more like party decorations rather than like everyday apartment living. I get that.
Yeah, it's just, but like, I love the rustic too. But then what you were saying earlier is like, then it's just right into the holidays and winter. And that's like a full blown. So it's like, what, do you just pop like a cornucopia on the table for a month? You know, is that the right term for it?
Yeah, I have a like fall like pumpkin. I don't know how to describe it. Like, I put it in my Instagram yesterday. It's like a fabric pumpkin.
Oh, and your post was so beautiful.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. Well, I just don't have enough activities planned to like take photos of, so I decide I'm just gonna start taking pictures in my apartment, and that's just what I'm gonna post on Instagram now, because
literally
it's like what we're gonna get. But I got mini pumpkins from Trader Joe's. But anyways, going back to your pumpkin thing, so you went to a patch, didn't you?
Yes, I went to a patch. Darling. I went to the patch. We went patching and it was honestly so fun. Like, it was so well socially distanced too. You had to wear masks to the pumpkin patch, and then there really wasn't that many other people there, but it was so fun just to like get to do something like that again. And like, I don't know, go to a pumpkin patch and just feel the fall vibes.
Yeah. Pumpkin patch hits different than like buying your pumpkins at Trader Joe's. I will say it's not the same. It will never be the same.
It will never be the same. I will say though, right after that, we went to Kroger because we realized we needed one more pumpkin, and we were just on our way to Kroger anyways, the grocery store. So we got one there, and it was so much cheaper.
Yeah, because they get you for the experience at the patch.
Yeah, but honestly, it was so worth it. Like, we really enjoyed it. But I'm upset because that was literally like, what, 4 days ago? And Delaney and I just had to throw them all away, all three of them.
Why? They rotted?
So,
rotted.
They rotted. Okay, this is my saga, the pumpkin saga. So I painted mine. I put a nice big Georgia thing on it. I was so proud because I am terrible at carving. Like, I don't know if you're a carver.
Yeah.
It looks so cool.
No. I feel like we're both not very artistic.
No, we are. Safe to say. Yeah. Like, I tried to be a DIY YouTuber circa like 2014. It did not work.
It didn't work. It wasn't a good time.
Oh, that was a bad trend. That was not good for Brooke and I.
So bad.
Gosh. I was like, oh, great. Are we going into DIYs? Like, gosh. Like, I remember that so well. But anyway, so I painted mine, but I did carve the top so we get the pumpkin seeds. Have you ever had pumpkin seeds?
Have I ate them before? Yes.
Yes.
I don't know if I've made them myself, but I know that you keep, what, you throw them in the oven, right? You roast them?
Yeah, I had never made them, but Delaney and I did it last year, and they're so good. You just basically cover them in olive oil and salt, and they're delicious.
Are they kind of like similar to like a sunflower seed, or like very?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
But I like them better because sunflower seeds, you have to like peel, like, I don't really know the right
crack whatever. Open and you can't, it's like a shell, yeah, and stuff. But pumpkin seeds you could just eat.
Yeah, you just eat them whole, which is so, wow, much easier. Mm-hmm. We love an easy thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I painted mine, and then we all kind of worked on this other one that had like a door. Oh, the sounds of New York. I love it.
Delaney, we're in New York.
I know. Dude, literally just that right now. It's like, wow, to hear that. But we like carved like a little door in it, put like a little pumpkin. It was really cute. And then Delaney did like a jack-o'-lantern. Anyways, our middle one was rotting. Like, it already was like,
it was rotting.
It was like oozing on our balcony. It was so gross. So we went to go throw it away. It was so funny. Like, if people saw us, it was just like two girls just trying to like throw it in a trash can. Anyways, then we were like, let me take a look at the other ones. The other ones, literally, I've had them for 4 days, growing black fuzzy mold inside. Like, literally, I open top, a hornet flies out.
Stop, stop.
Yes, I literally, it was so funny. Like, this just happened right before we started recording, so it's just fresh on my mind. But it's just sad because it's not even Halloween yet, and we already had to throw all three pumpkins away. They're probably just bad, or like, they'd probably been at the patch too long.
This is why I'm a fan of a good mini pumpkin or fake stuff, because
this right here is why.
That's why I mean, we talked about last week how I have some plants, I guess. Wow, the sounds of the city are really alive today. I am sorry, everybody. I have all my windows shut too, so this is when you know.
Oh, it sounds like your windows are open.
No, they are closed. They are closed.
Oh my gosh.
I'm on a pretty busy street. But anyways, so I have like a fake tree thing, and you know, it's nice because you don't have to worry about it dying or rotting smelling weird or anything. That's the problem with love. Yeah. Well, I know what you're talking about. Sometimes pumpkins can smell funky. Like if you carve them and stuff, and then they're just sitting there, it's like, it's
funky town.
So I'm sorry about that. Damn, you tried to be okay. All tall and cute, and it just, the universe had a different plan.
Yeah, it's just, so we spent like hours on all three of those pumpkins, and it's just so I mean, I'm not like complaining. It was just honestly just more so funny, but it was fun. We played like, Delaney found this like Halloween playlist on Spotify, and it was
the
Monster Mash. I'll tell you, they're all stuck in my head still. Monster Mash, Superstitious, like very superstitious.
Oh yeah, and the Michael Jackson one, what is that, Thriller?
Thriller. Yeah. That was the Michael Jackson one. I'm dead. Okay,
that's
the three
like typical
I can think of.
Like, that's like a mainstream Halloween song. Monster Mash is, it does get stuck in your head. Yeah, for sure.
Oh my gosh, yes. It definitely gets stuck in your head. But there was others too, and I was like, oh, I wouldn't have thought of this as a, but you know what we should have listened to? Like Euphoria. Have you listened to the Euphoria soundtrack?
Yeah, so good. Oh, so good.
Oh, so good. So good. But so that's my saga. But Brooke also has a saga, I feel like, that I want to hear more about.
Yes. All right. So I actually had a pretty interesting – well, I tweet all my feelings, so you guys on Twitter know that this happened. I will quote the exact tweet that caused a lot of commotion. No, in a positive way, Danielle, not Twitter fingers. This was
I was going to say –
No, it was pretty good. I'm trying to see. I had some hits this week. Oh, here we go. I just saw in my DMs, this guy was messaging me, hyping me up and replying to my stories for 3 years. And I just now noticed and messaged him back. Please stay tuned. So this is a real thing that happened to me, you guys. I check my DMs. How often do you check your DMs? Like every day?
Yeah, sometimes I'll forget. But pretty much every day I'll just like
do a quick like scroll through.
I'll do a quick scroll through.
Me too. But of course things go, they fly under the radar, you know? Like there's certain times that some people have to bump things up or I genuinely do miss them. I must have missed all of these messages. I don't know how I missed every single one. But because this is just unbelievable.
I know. I'm shocked you missed this, to be honest.
So I'm going
to
read some of them because you guys are probably confused and stuff. And this is by no means like, this is the highest form of flattery. The fact that this guy has followed me on Instagram for 3 years, I've gone through some pretty, some episodes, I guess, on my social media in the past 3 years. So the fact that he's stuck around through it all. So what led to it is I posted something and he like replied with like not the fire emoji, because I could go on a whole rant about when guys reply to you with the fire emoji. Oh, also something that happens. No, he replied like with like a laughing face. So I was scrolling through. You know, it says if you guys know if you have like more than a few followers, if they reply with an emoji, it says like the number. So it said like five people replied with the laughing. So I like scrolled through like who replied with that emoji. Uh-huh. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
It gives you, cause it gives you like those automatic reactions that sometimes people accidentally hit. So I clicked on it and I saw his, like I saw that it was a guy. I was like, oh, a guy. So I like,
a boy. A man.
I have like
a man,
literally 3% of my followers are guys. So I was like, oh, okay. Like I clicked on his profile to like do a little digging. And then for some reason, something struck me to like check our DM history. This person has been DMing me since September 23rd, 2017. And wow. It's every few months. Sometimes it's more frequent than not. I'm going to read some of them because they're very nice. Please. Like he's just a nice guy. The first one starts off going out in Dallas tonight, smiley face. And then he replied like crying, laughing. When are you making it back to Dallas? And then like I posted something about food. Well, I wasn't hungry, but now I am. Damn.
Wow.
Is that your mom? And then I posted something about my bar cart. Like he was like, I was like, what do I do with my bar cart? And he was like, buy liquor. He replies like hearts to pictures of me. You travel this much and you just got clear? Dang, Brooke, you're behind a step. It's life changing. Good Lord, heart. Like, so he's kind of hyping me up. Sometimes he's trying to make convo. I appreciate it. The flame emoji. He did a flame emoji here.
He's one of those.
Got a flame emoji. Yeah. So then anyways, I was like, wow, okay, this person has been my deal. Insane. So I was like, I have to reply. Like, let's see what his deal is. And everyone was waiting on the chronicles of what happened when I actually replied. So I said, I saw that you replied to the story about snack wraps, but then I really saw that this message is 3 years in the making. Wow, hello. And then he replies, LOL, hey, Brooke. I mean, snack wraps are important because I also posted about like bringing back McDonald's snack wraps. That's a whole nother tangent. Okay. Okay. Then he goes, ready for this?
I'm ready.
We actually met a few years back, two-stepping in Dallas. Hope you've been doing well. Looks like everything's been going great. So I immediately
unpack this.
I'm 2017, the year that Danielle and I went to Dallas. We went to this. Danielle and I went to Dallas for this thing called StyleCon, and that's, I guess, how he started following me. I don't know. Maybe I tagged Dallas in my picture, and he like was talking like a geotag or something. So then I text Danielle. I go, Danielle, did we go two-stepping in Dallas? Like, I thought that I remembered our weekend. I feel like I remember what we did each night. I know we went to that place, Miko, like they call it. Like, I remember. Miko,
yeah, we went to dinner. No, I wasn't 21, and I'm sure that you have to, like, be 21 to... I don't know if you have to be 21 to go to something.
No, but I was just, like, running down my weekend in my head. I was like, what did we do? I remember we got there. Do you remember? I was super hungover, personally, because it was Big Little Reveal.
Yes, I remember the Uber. Yes.
That was such a fun trip. But we did that. We went to... Is that Highland Park? Is that what it's called?
The shopping area? Highland Park.
I love Dallas. Big, big fan.
So nice.
Great place. Great people.
Phenomenal.
Love it. Would recommend. And I was running through it. I was like, maybe we did go two-stepping and I just forget. Maybe we popped in, like whatever.
I feel like I remember that.
Yeah. So then I texted Danielle. I was like, Danielle, did we go two-stepping? And she was like, no. Like, I definitely
would not.
We definitely did not. So then I replied, why would he like try to be like, yeah, we actually like met. Like we did.
Like we were dance partners, actually. Like I taught you.
Two-stepping. Like that's a specific kind of dance, too.
I know.
It's not just like, oh, I met you at a bar. Like I met you two-stepping. Like, oh my gosh.
I know.
Okay. So then I go, I don't want to break your heart, but I've never been two-stepping. He goes, no way, LOL. I swear we met out. You tried to set me up with one of your friends. That's how we ended up following each other.
What? Sir.
And then he said, but no worries. No heartbreak here. I hope the move up north is going well, though. And then he said, or maybe one of your fans is just plugging you at bars.
And so he has a couple stories there.
Yeah. There's a lot to unpack here. Let me see how our conversation continued. I think he actually stopped answering me. He did.
Oh my gosh, he's a savage.
He's been in my DMs for 3 years and he stopped answering me. So then
the minute you give him attention, he's like, bye.
Yeah, isn't that so interesting? That you gotta be a cool girl, I guess. Like,
if gotta be.
But I said, yeah, that would definitely be pretty cool of them, but we have not met, unfortunately. And then we like talked about our lives. I don't think we're ever going to have a path that lines up. You know, he's a Dallas boy, really nice guy. I just thought it was hysterical, the two-stepping bit. I was like, I've never been two-stepping. Like,
I just, getting that text from Brooke was just like, what? Hey, Danny, did we go two-stepping like in 3 years ago?
I was going to run with it. And then I just told him, I was like, should I run with it and be like, yes, we did meet two-stepping. Like, it was so fun. But then
I know.
I was like, can't like build this on like a lie, just, you know?
The way he talked to you, like, it's like you guys know each other. Like, hope the move up north went well. Like, you
know? And then he stopped answering me, but he still follows me. So thank you so much for the
Ellie, so much. Thanks
engagement.
So much.
Yeah. No, thank you. So I just thought it was an interesting slide in. I feel like for our category of YouTubers, no one really like slides into DMs. Like, I don't really know how to describe it.
Oh my gosh. Let's chat about that for a second. Like, literally, some of my friends are like, oh my God, I bet you always have like guys in your DMs. Like, does your boyfriend get jealous? I'm like, literally, no. Literally zero. Like, I don't have a guy following. It's
because
so funny.
We're not these models, I'm sure, blown up with stuff because guys like follow models, you know what I mean? That's the difference.
Like their percentage is like more guys.
Total. Yeah, it's actually more. Yeah, you're so right. It's but ours, like I said, it's usually like,
I'm gonna check mine,
it's like 90 to 95, I want to say, usually.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't personally know. He's the only person that I've literally ever heard of to like follow me because he thought that I was like, I don't know, attractive or interesting or whatever it was, from a romantic perspective, because normally they are females, which, yeah, I love you guys. I'm happy that it's this way.
How do I? It looks all different now. Like you analytics. Like,
yes.
Like it looks different. I haven't been on Instagram in a minute. Oh, insights. Sorry, guys. Hold, please. Oh, wait. Still no. I'm confused. Oh, overall age, gender. Oh, I have 20% men.
Wow. Danielle,
that wasn't always the case. Oh, shoot. I used to have like literally 5, I remember.
Wow, it's really
good. My YouTube one is like literally 3% though, I'm sure. What about yours?
Wait, how did you get to it again? Sorry.
So I went to insights, total followers, and then scrolled down. So you guys can do it along with us too. I'm sure everyone's probably checking right now because I was really so curious.
Sorry, insights.
I'm looking at my YouTube one now. I'm so curious. My YouTube one's, I mean,
I can't find it. Insights,
total followers under recent highlights, overview.
Oh, under recent highlights, total followers. Sorry. I'm
yeah. My male YouTube is 2.4.
Really?
2.4%. What's yours?
I only have 7.1% men. So, Danielle, they're interested in you. Wow. She's a cool girl.
20% is literally nothing.
My YouTube 7 is 2.4. Nothing. This is ridiculous.
My guess, it's just like all of like my guy friends here. I don't know. That's more than I was expecting.
Anyways, so I thought that was interesting. We could do a whole thing on like freaking, we honestly could unpack so much about social media in relation to males, because I feel like there's a lot to unpack there. Straight males, I mean, like, the flame emoji as a reply to something, we're canceling that. I think it needs to be done. Like, there's just so much more you could reply to someone's story, like, oh, you look so great, like, hope you're having a fun night. Don't throw me just the fire emoji. Like, there's just, my God.
It's more so because then what do you say?
I go, haha, thanks so much. Cringe.
Like, it's,
that's terrible. It's awful.
Awful. Horrific. Terry Blay.
So that was my story. I thought that I would update everybody on Twitter who is really, there was people, oh, because then everybody was like, it's literally Gretchen and Max's story, which it literally was. Max was like in Gretchen's DMs like for years, and then they happened to end up at the same school, so everyone was like, it's gonna work out. But no, he doesn't live in my city. So if you guys know any eligible bachelors in New York, I am increasing my age range. That's another prolific thing that I've come to this week.
Yes. Yes. What filter are you going to set?
Well, on all dating apps, you can just go in and set like an age range. It's not like specifically, like it's not in brackets. It's like you create the brackets. But I think that I'm going to like put the minimum age at like 25 because I just can't do this like whole 23-year-old energy anymore, and I know that's hypocritical because I'm 23, but the guys at 23, just the maturity,
it's
level
different.
Is
doesn't it, match
it's not where I'm at least, and I'm looking for someone a little more settled down, if you will, out of the party phase, out of the like bro, like looking for something.
Yeah, I feel like you've experienced that recently. Like these guys that still feel like they're in college and they're like playing girls. I mean, you're not getting played. But
no. But the guys
like the late night things. And
yes.
We don't do booty calls. Stop it.
We don't do that. At least I don't. I don't judge whatever everybody else's preferences are. This is speaking on
my behalf. Yeah, as in you and I.
I've gone through so many of these talking stages that go nowhere. And I'm like, I think I just need to start from the ground up at picking better people. You know what I mean? So that's what my mission is now. And finding people that are more, I think also like you have to find a guy that knows what they're looking for too. Cause if guys go into things and be like, oh, I'm just, you know, looking for fun. It's like automatically we're not on the right page. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. If they're just like trying to like, that's a good way to put it. Like you have to know what you want and know what they want. Like honestly, right away, especially like with your, like with the stage you're in, like when you're in college, I feel like it's still kind of like,
totally. No, okay. Do your thing. Even at any point in life, you can decide what you want to do. But for me, I'm coming to realize like what I want and what I want in like a partner.
That's so good though.
Like yeah, thank you. That's why dating is really, really beneficial, because I feel like it teaches you like a better thinking process and like framework for what you want, how to behave, like how to be the best version of yourself. I don't know. It's helped me in a lot of ways. So while it sucks and I literally want to die before every date, I call my friends and I'm just like, I can't believe I have to go to this right now. Like I don't want to go. And I dread it all week. Like if I set a date for Thursday, I'm already thinking about it Monday and I hate myself. Like
I know. Brooke snapshot of me. What was it on Saturday? Like going on a date already. Like just,
it was like Saturday morning and I wasn't going on the date till like 8:30. And I was like, I hate myself, and it's nothing against even the person. That's just what I do to myself. I just work myself up to such a state. So anyways, that's it. I'll keep you guys updated because I know a lot of people are interested. But I think the older men is where it's at. Not like I'm not going for like 40-year-olds. Not that there's nothing wrong with that either, but I just like a slightly later 20s vibe.
I think that's fair. I think you can do it.
Thanks, Danielle, my hype gal.
Always here. Also, Brooke, we suffered a major loss this weekend as Georgia fans.
Oh, I was like, what?
I'm like, did you?
I was like, dot, dot, dot. No, dude, I went on this date at the exact same time as the Georgia game, so I barely caught the end of it. It was like a whole bit due to partially my own fault because I signed up for
but like it's just so funny. I want to say hello, all you Bama fans listen to our podcast, you know, happy you support, but we're not friends today, just today. I had so many people in my DMs like after the game was over, like roll tide. I was like, you know, like Alabama is just constantly good at football. It's okay. Like we had them the first half watching the game. I've never been so happy because we like literally were like beating them for the first half.
I was checking the score on my phone like the whole time.
I was like, whoa. It was a great game though. Like honestly, we held our own. Sorry, I just had to do a little football plug. Go Dogs. We have this like quarterback who really hasn't played until this year, and I'm really proud of him. We call him the mailman because he delivers. So go Stetson.
Is that the new slang on campus?
Yes. I love that. Yeah, it's the new slang. It's what we call him. But like literally to be a Georgia sports fan this weekend is like, I don't know if you've like talked to Mariah or anything, like everyone's so devastated because the Braves lost last night, which if they won, they would have gone the World Series. So like literally like last night's game, I was like, all of my guy friends are either going to be in a good or bad mood. Like, everyone's so sad because none of the Georgia teams, like the Falcons, like they never do well. Like, it's just funny.
I also heard something that, but funny, Alabama, they have to root for their college football team because they don't have pro sports. They don't have any pro sports. They have no baseball, no football. Yeah. So I'll let them have it. Okay.
I'm in pure shock. I never put that together.
Yeah, that's why they all love Bama and like Auburn and stuff like that. Because
the chills.
They'll root. I think that they will root for Atlanta because that's the closest like one to root for.
Whoa.
But yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry, all of you Bama people. I know it's kind of crazy. Like New York has like 3 football teams and Alabama has none.
Literally.
Like, why? Florida, I think, has 3 too because you have Miami, Tampa.
I think New York just has 2. Oh, no. Buffalo. Yeah. 2. Giants, Jets, Buffalo. Yeah. Florida, Jacksonville.
Miami.
Oh my god.
California has a ton too. I know, like, what are we doing? I guess they're like states with higher population density, possibly like more major cities, but at the same time, like, why? Doesn't really make sense. So we suffered a loss, but we'll get back out there. I mean, if we're gonna lose to one team, isn't that like the best team to lose to?
No, literally, they're ahead of us in rankings. We're 3, I believe, and they were 2. So, like, they should have. I mean, like,
did we go down?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think so. I feel like I would have.
Like you're more
that.
A sports gal.
No, I don't think we did because we were three and they were two and they beat us. So like, unless like, I don't really know though. I'm trying to learn. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I also just realized we've been catching up for so long. This is so crazy. We haven't even done the podcast.
I know.
I love it. I love that though. I love it. I know.
I just had like stories to tell. I feel like I have things.
No, same.
Things always happen to me immediately after we stop recording. Like we.
No,
stop,
I know.
And then I'm like, ugh. But then you just have to save it for next week. Write it down and save it as material. That's what we'll keep doing.
Yes, for sure. For sure.
But I think it's time that we hop into the business of the week. What do you think, Danielle?
Let's get it.
Business of the week.
All right, guys. So this week we're going to be talking about masksforvoters.org. If you guys follow me on Instagram, you would have saw I posted a little story in my mask. It's kind of time sensitive because, you know, voting's coming up. But PSA for you guys to vote. Brooke is going home to vote this weekend.
I am.
Exciting. I sent in my absentee ballot. It's so important. It's such an important election. So I love what Masks for Voters is doing. All proceeds go to Spread the Vote, which is a nonprofit that kind of focuses on providing IDs for eligible voters in voter ID states. So if you purchase a mask, it's going towards a really great cause and giving other people the opportunity to vote because that's a right that we have, which is so awesome. So I love my mask. It's like I got the black one with a red voting little like thing. You can go on my – actually, it's not on my – go on their Instagram and check it out. But they're really – and they give you two filters to put it in the mask as well. I just think it's a really great cause. And if you're just like looking for another way to – I don't know, spread the word about voting. Just get one of these masks, wear it for the next few weeks, and it's really a great cause. And it's my friend Chrissy that is doing it with a couple of her friends. So shout out.
Shout out. Also, a note on voting. Don't wait until the last minute if you don't have to. Like, if you can vote early or, like, you know what I mean? Try to figure it out. I know that, like, mail-in stuff isn't, like, totally recommended. We don't need to get into that. But I'm going to try to vote early just because I know – who knows what, like, what the poll lines and stuff are going to be like on the actual election day. So
– definitely.
Or if you could find a way for it to accommodate your schedule. Obviously, do what is best for you. But there's other options. Like, I feel like people are like, oh, I can't – you know, I work or whatever it is. It's like there's ways. So –
definitely. I think you can request because like I just like physically just can't go home just for quickly like that. I think you can still request absentee ballots. I think it's till the end of October. Don't quote me. I was like checking that out. But yeah, do whatever you can. Like at least put in the effort because it's so exciting. Like I remember when I turned 18, it's like exciting to vote.
Definitely. Yeah, it's a big birthday because I feel like 18 and 21 are the big ones. 18, you're like a legal adult. So that's but then you have to wait till 21 for drinking.
Alcohol.
In New York, tobacco is 21. Fun fact.
I think it might be here too. I think that just got changed in Georgia.
Yeah, they're like bumping it up because I remember when I was in high school was 18. Not that I was like looking to buy it, but I just remember. And then it was like this big thing. It was like, oh, it got changed. I don't know. I think you could buy lottery tickets at 18 though, which is.
Yes, I still have never bought a lottery ticket. Have you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We do scratch offs all the time.
I never have. Someone like got me one, I think, maybe for my birthday, and that's what I did, but I've never bought
them. They're
one.
Fun. That's actually a really fun gift idea if the person's like of age, of course. You get them like just a bunch of lottery tickets and like pin them to a board, and then like they take them off and like do them all, and it's like a fun like activity.
That is fun. I like that.
Yeah, and it could cost like $20 because you could get like the dollar ones if you want.
Yeah.
So do a mix of like the dollar ones, a $5 one, and then.
Oh, that's a cute gift
spice
idea.
Spice it up.
$5. Love yeah. it.
But now we'll talk about our tip of the week, shall we?
Let's do it.
Tip of the week. All right, Danny. Oh, I'm going first? Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Okay. So I talked about this in a vlog, the concept of like feeling somewhat stuck or like stagnant in your progress of whatever it may be. And everybody I'm sure has felt like this at some point in their life. If it's fitness, if it is work, if you know, relationships, whatever it is. And I guess that's kind of like the bout with like, not that by no means am I a perfectionist, but it's kind of like you're scared to do things because you're scared to do it wrong. But I'm trying to remind myself, it's a quote that I found. It's just done is better than perfect. So Sheryl Sandberg, she is with Facebook. She is the person who I think said that quote, but it's basically just do something. So it doesn't matter how small an action is towards your goals, but I also saw something recently that was like, there's probably something on your to-do list that could take under 5 minutes. Just start with that, no matter what it is. Like,
I love
just
it.
To get yourself going. And I do believe that done is better than perfect. Like, if it's school related or whatever, you're like, I don't want to start this paper, like just finish it. And then like you could revise it later. Or if it's, for me, it's like work stuff. And I'm like, why? I'm scared to like do bigger projects because I don't want to do them wrong or something, you mm-hmm. know? But I can't think that
I love it. No, yeah, that's a really great point. Sometimes like, you know, you have your to-do list and you're like, oh, like I just don't want to do any of it. Start with like the easiest one or the shortest one mm-hmm. you think. And then it'll make you like feel a little bit more accomplished and you feel ready to like take on maybe the bigger things or just like Brooke said, start somewhere. It's so crazy. Like sometimes like I have a group project that I have to work on after this and like I'm so overwhelmed about it. I'm like, let me at least make the Word doc, share it, the Google doc, you know, share it with your group. And then you get started from there. Like it's just like making that first initial totally. Effort.
First little step.
I love
step.
It. Yeah. First little step. Well, I finally did a quote this week because I had to. Yay. I was trying to hold off, but I was like, oh, it's so good. It's very short and simple. It kind of relates to yours. It's like we talked beforehand or something. And it says, you can do big and scary things.
Ooh.
Boom. And I just really like that. Like, you can do hard things. You can do scary things. Like, so many things in life are so intimidating, so daunting, or I get nervous about certain things, or like, if you have like an important meeting or an important call and you just get like so worked up about it, like, you can do it. Like, it's all mindset, and just like to remind yourself that you can do big and scary things, I think is a really powerful thing. Like, I have the chills right now. Like, I just really like that saying. I just came across it the other day.
I really like that. That's like that idea. I'm trying to get better about this too, is like mental toughness in a way, like tricking yourself to do those big and scary things.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all like, obviously every human is capable of these things, but we just put those limiting beliefs on ourselves. So I agree with that, Danielle. Mm-hmm. So wise.
Thank you. I'm trying. Shall we get on into our current favorite?
Yes.
These are a few of my favorite things. Call myself all of my favorite things.
Woo. Okay, mine, not sponsored. I wish that they would sponsor us. Sometimes they give me some credits, but only sometimes. Wink Wine. Wink. W-I-N-C. Oh. Yes. Reason why I love this. I live in New York City. You guys know there's liquor stores all over the city. Of course, there's a liquor store that I could like, mm-hmm. if I peep my head out the window, I could probably see it. However, when I go to the liquor store, do I want to lug back all of those heavy bottles? Like maybe the bag will rip. Oh no. What am I going to do? Like,
Oh no.
Not good. Back to when I lived in Boston, I didn't mind because I had my car and I would just zip and go to Trader Joe's and like get my wine. But I've actually been like kind of into drinking wine. It's especially Sauvignon Blanc. That's been my new go-to. Have you ever tried?
That's my second favorite behind Pinot Grigio.
See, I prefer that to Pinot Grigio now. Who is she?
Oh my God. Honestly, I probably should, because I've been actually opposite of you. I've been so tired of wine that I just don't even want to drink anything.
I barely even drank wine in college. It's so funny. We're on like opposite vibes. I feel like I started with the wine thing like after college, but I guess it's...
I just don't love liquor always. Like, yeah, I like how I feel when I drink wine.
Yeah, it gets you like a little warm and fuzzy. Like it's a good drunk. I get tired, I will say. But anyway, so Wink Wine, it's they basically like private label a bunch of these wines, and you can get them. It's not delivered like via like a person on the street. It's like delivered like UPS or whatever. You do have to sign. So if you're under 21, I don't know if I would recommend ordering them. But yeah. I know I remember when I was younger, like I would like try to finesse systems and stuff because it's tough. Like I'm just really, I just want wine if I'm 20.
Yeah.
But you get them and it comes like it's in like a shipping safe thing so they don't break or whatever. And honestly, I really do like just having wine in my apartment. You know, if I have one mm-hmm. friend over, it's like a nice thing to bust out and be like, hey, like let's drink some wine versus like, mm-hmm. let's have a claw or like a Bud Light seltzer. I love them, but like wine is more of like a, I don't know. Emma and I drank wine the other night. It was fun.
Yeah, it's a nice, it's like you have the glasses, it's relaxing, it's like a whole thing. I think, yeah, I always like to have, like, if I go grocery shopping, I'm like, oh, I don't have, like, a bottle of wine in my fridge, like, I'll buy one. Like, I bought one at Trader Joe's yesterday, I have no intention of really drinking it at all this week, but, like, mm-hmm. I know in the future I'll hope that I have a bottle of wine, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's a good thing to, like, keep your fridge stocked with, but this is great if you are a city dweller like me and you get the pain of it. I mean, the grocery thing has been a pain, let alone bottles of wine, those are heavy.
How many do you get at a time?
Like 4 or 5. I think I got 4 this time.
Yeah.
You can get even more. There was at one point I had like credits from referral credits that I And I was home. Oh, it was last like year before Christmas. And I just got like 8 bottles or something. So I was like, oh, okay, this will be great. You know, my parents and I, like, we could serve it for Christmas dinner or whatever.
Holidays.
I'm so excited. Holiday. I know. I'm so excited. So Wink, W-I-N-C. I wish that they, I saw that they sponsor people. So I'm waiting because I actually genuinely use this. Like, I paid for
it. Oh, yeah. So. I got like a, something I bought recently. I got like $100 credit for Wink.
Wow.
Huh. I know. I need to find that.
HelloFresh, perhaps? Is it possible?
Yes. I think I might have. Well, I've gotten that in the past, but it wasn't HelloFresh this time. I haven't done HelloFresh recently. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. We'll check it out.
Yeah.
What's yours?
But, it's funny.
I'm ready. Mine.
Well, because I, like, was sitting here and I was like, what have I been wearing? Like, I just, I'm not like buying new makeup right now. Like, I'm not like, I mean, I'm buying new clothes for sure, but I don't have any like tangible favorites right now. But what is tangible? Apples and pears as a snack.
We are so random on this show, you guys.
So random. But like, I was like reading that fiber, I mean, I've known, but like, I was reminded that fiber is really, really good for you.
Yeah.
And it, like, I don't know, it's just like a good thing. My dad's always wanted me to eat more fiber. And so I looked up like foods that are high in fiber, and pears are, and so are apples. And they're just like a really nice snack. Like, I'm trying not to buy like chips as much because I'll just like get after it and I just don't feel well after. It's like, same. No shame in it. But like, whatever. So I was just like, what are like some easier snacks? Cause I just like to constantly like be eating. Like, that's just like Delaney was like, I notice you just like to eat a lot. I'm like, yeah, I do. So like, I was trying to like figure out like,
what can I like new snack things. On? Yeah.
Yeah. New things to snack on, new snacks. So I'd like, obviously baby carrots, always something. And then apples and pears are my new thing because they always fill me up. Because you know, when you like eat lunch or dinner and you're still like a little hungry.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, should I just eat more of my, like, I never know what to do. And so apples, I'll have like an apple or pear and it fills me up.
An apple a day.
Keeps the doctor away.
No, I'm a big fan of apples. I have to say, I hate pears. I hate them.
Oh, she was holding that in.
That TikTok sound. I hate the hair and makeup. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
the
yes,
Nicki
yes.
Minaj, like the hair and
such
the makeup.
A TikTok quoter.
Could have enhanced the outfit even more.
Could have enhanced. Hate.
I do hate pears. I don't like them. They.
That's fair.
You think
not
that they're
going to
be good and crisp and juicy, and they fall flat every time for my expectation. They do.
They fall flat. Yeah, I ate one right before we started recording, and it was dry, but like it did what it needed to do for me.
Yeah, I'm more.
Sometimes I just don't want an apple.
I understand that. I'm so bad. I'm like, what is fruit? I like don't buy fruit anymore because I just live alone and it just goes bad. Like, I
no, yeah, you have to eat it. I just like. I realized the last month or so, I just haven't been eating very fresh. So fruit is an easy way for me to do it. You eat pretty fresh. Like, I feel like you're pretty good at figuring out a balanced meal.
Yeah,
I am not always.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty good about greens and even protein and stuff like that. But fruit, it just – and it really, every time you go back to it, and if you get like a nice fruit cup somewhere, you're like, why don't I eat more fruit? And then you forget about it. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be that person to like wake up and like have a fruit and yogurt bowl, but like I'm not.
Oh, if I'm not as like, we both know I wake up ravenous. I wake up starving, need breakfast. Like, fruit doesn't usually cut it for me. So like, I definitely eat like eggs or toast or something, but fruit is like, do you like grapes?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes.
I bought my second box of grapes yesterday. That's really good. As soon as I get them, pop them in a colander, like that's really easy to just pull out and like eat grapes as a snack. You just have to wash them right away so you see them and it's not like in the box.
Yeah. Yeah. I love berries and stuff like that too. Like,
so good.
Berries. No, fruits. Can't recommend fruit enough. It's really good.
Favorite of the week is fruit.
Yours literally is.
I guess it literally is actually. Shoot.
You're like, LOL, so funny, but like you just said, no, I don't blame you. You're actually kind of getting me on that. And that's the problem too, is like my life is so unpredictable at this point too. Like, I feel like I'll go out for dinner. I'll, you know, grab coffee with people and stuff. So I guess you could always eat fruit, of course, but that's my thinking with grocery shopping is that's why I don't buy so much fresh produce anymore because it goes bad before I
eat
it.
I hate grocery shopping. If I could do HelloFresh every day of my life, I literally would. Like, wow. I hate grocery shopping. Like, I hate planning. I don't hate it. I've been better at it lately, but like still.
They should make HelloFresh for like, well, I guess they have like those other meal things like Saqqara or whatever where they do breakfast, lunch, dinner, because HelloFresh is really only dinner. I mean, you could eat it for lunch, of course. Like,
I got breakfast down. Delaney and I were talking about today. Lunch is a hard one because like it's in the middle of your day. I don't like want to take a long time to make my lunch.
It's some people are big fans of big lunch and then some people are big fans of big dinner. So it's like, what's your vibe? You know, you got to figure out for yourself.
Yeah, what makes sense for you?
Yeah, Emma actually. I usually Gals on the Go. Emma told me that she read like she told me about like this new like reading. She's reading like a textbook about digestion or something, and she said that it's recommended to eat from this style of digestion. It's recommended to eat a hot bigger lunch and then a cold smaller dinner. I was like,
oh.
Yeah, very specific. So
a
like
cold small dinner doesn't sound nice.
No. I guess like more
like a salad?
Yeah, yeah. Like for lunch you would have like a warm like grain bowl.
I'm sorry, Emma. This just doesn't sound
I could be wrong. She was explaining it to me and my friend Gabby. We're like, wait, what?
Like, okay, let's go for more our route. So like a warm Chipotle bowl.
Yes, exactly. I'm sold. And then dinner, maybe like just a little bit of a lighter dinner. Because Chipotle obviously is a big, heavy meal. So
yeah, definitely. I just like, I don't know what time of day you work out, but I pretty much always work out around like 3 or 4. So then I'm so hungry after. Mm. So that's why I eat bigger dinners.
Yeah, that I guess I'm pretty much the same. It's usually like if I do work out, it's a evening. Like, I mean, after late afternoon, possibly into the evening. It's I hate a morning workout. Not a fan.
Not a fan. I like morning workouts on the weekends, like if it's like 11, but that's it. I don't really know. I haven't worked out in a minute, so probably need to. Or I just like haven't wanted to, and that's okay. I feel like
listen to your body. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. I was like, yeah, I think that's really important. There's one more thing I was gonna say about all of this, but can't think of it. So I guess it's irrelevant.
I think it's time to get into the actual topic of the episode.
yes, indeed. The actual. We are 42 minutes in.
It's okay. I know that you guys like the long episodes.
Yes, we do too. They're fun. Okay. Yeah. So should we talk about? So I just wrote down some things about how I kind of try not to compare myself to others, how I feel about it. Mm-hmm. I guess you too. You know, a good conversational episode.
Yeah. I actually have a lot to say on this because I remember even when I first moved to the city, it was like I got in touch with these people from like my aunt or something. My aunt put me in touch with these people that I like went to dinner with them and I didn't know any of them, but it was like a family friend connection sort of thing. It was like the first week I moved into the city, I didn't know anyone. And I remember I talked with all of them and I like went home and I called my mom and I was like, Mom, these people are so much like I don't think they're going to want to be my friend because they're so much cooler than me and so much smarter than me and so much. And I just remember like that thinking process, like that is so.
When was this?
This was like July when I first moved here. So it wasn't that long ago, but I just remember. Yeah. I mean, I've always thought this way, but this was a recent, like a more recent like time that I've thought this way. Because it was just in meeting. I think in meeting new people, you could think this way a lot, but I remember being like, oh, they're so, they went to such like good colleges. Like a lot of them went to like Ivy League schools. They were so like funny and interesting and just like cool people. I was like, I don't think if it wasn't for like me getting set up with them, like friend wise, I don't think I would have naturally like been friends with them. Just by reason of self-doubt. And I was like, that is so messed up that I'm thinking this way. Like, what? Who thinks like that?
I know. What? You're so cool. And so I bet they felt the same way about you, Brooke. You're a very interesting human being. But like, it's not to not validate how you felt. Like, I feel that way sometimes too. And I'm talking with people like, oh my God, they would never want to be my friend. Like, it's definitely like a common thing to feel.
Yeah, definitely. And I think what I've learned about it all is that it doesn't have to be a competition. Like, I don't know why my brain automatically went in that direction of like, oh, but they're cooler than me. So what? Or like,
allow them to inspire you, like inspire each other. You have everyone has their own things that they're good at.
Yeah. Too. It doesn't need to be the narrative of that. Doesn't need to be they're better than me. They're cooler than me. Than smarter than me. It could just be, yeah, they are cool. They are smart. They are funny. They're interesting.
Yes. But that's a good way to rephrase it.
Yeah. Rather than like, than me, they just are, and that's okay, and you could coexist with them and be their friend or like not be their friend, whatever your prerogative is. But I think it could be intimidating, especially in like adult friendships, I guess in college too, but really in adult friendships it could be really intimidating, like entering or trying to find friends and stuff like that, because that is a lot of people's narrative. Like, when you're trying to find friends, is like, oh, are they too XYZ for me? I don't know how to describe it, but it's like, your whole mindset is different. Cause in college, if like everyone's just friends with everyone and like everyone wants friends, or so it felt for me. But in adult life, it's not that way.
I think it's really important, like kind of what we were saying earlier, is to rephrase things in your mind, like actively rephrase it. Like how you said, like, they're cooler than me. No. They are cool. Like, literally say that out loud, say it in your head. It sounds silly, because then it'll eventually become a practice. Like, you know, learning to rephrase things in your mind will really, really help.
Mm-hmm.
I think also, this is like such a, you know, a very well-known quote, but I came across it and I think we should, you know, restate it, is by Theodore Roosevelt, comparison is the thief of joy.
Oh,
it's so true.
Time. Yeah.
Like, it's the same thing with overthinking. We've done a whole episode of overthinking. Like, literally by just thinking about that constantly, you're comparing yourself constantly. Like, you're taking it out of the joys of today. Like, by worrying about tomorrow, by worrying about someone else, like, you're literally taking out, like, the happiness of something, like, you're in right now.
Exactly.
I think, like, a big thing, I don't know if you have anything written down about this, like, we could talk about social media.
Yeah, I actually wrote down, like, for me recently, it's been, and I've never really been this person to like compare myself to via Instagram, but I was looking even at something as simple as like my Instagram feed, and I was comparing my feed to other people's feeds, like what the actual aesthetics of my Instagram looks like, not even the content of it or like appearances wise or whatever, but just like how things go together and how other people who do what I do are doing it better. Why does that?
Oh my God, I had this yesterday.
You did that too?
Yes, I literally did. I mean, I've always been very obviously specific about my feed, but I felt that way too. I was like, oh, like, and I'm gonna be real with you guys, it's so stupid, and you guys are like, you're literally just annoying, Danielle, but like, I was like, oh, like, I live in Athens, like, it's not as cool looking as New York. Like, I'm literally like, oh my gosh, like, if I, you know, took my outfit photos here, it would look better. But like, everyone's just like, I'm living in Athens and I'm so happy, I'm a student here and like whatever. But like, I easily was just comparing myself to literally Brooke and like my other friends that live in New York, and they get to take these dope, but then you're over there comparing yourself too, and it's just like so crazy. Like, we're all comparing ourselves to each other. Like, little do Brooke and all my other friends that live in bigger cities know, like, I wish so badly I could be there for like such a, you know, a vanity reason, but it's so crazy.
I completely agree. And I think that it could be as simple as, I mean, yeah, well, I mean, you could compare yourself on a granular level, like looks wise, body wise, whatever. I mean, I think all of us kind of do that to some regard too, but we're saying it as something as vain as like what your actual aesthetic looks like. And yeah, you're sitting there, but if you didn't admit that right now, like, no one, which is why I really appreciate that you're very open about things like that and being like, I think about things like that, because you only see what they put out. Like, I only see that in your pictures, and I'm like, oh, what a cute pic, you know, or how fun, like, that you have someone to like go around and like that you want to take pictures with. I don't know if like Ryan took your picture or whatever, but like, you know, I think about things like that. Because if I want to go take pictures with someone, it's either me and my tripod, which people are getting so sick of the tripod pictures as people comment. No, thank you. Or I have to like, you know, schedule pics with someone or whatever, which I obviously can do. I have the capabilities of doing that. But I also hate just, Danielle and I are kind of like this. We hate doing things just for the pics. Like, we stopped doing that.
It's just, oh my God. Freshman year of college at UGA, I remember I'd be like, I feel like maybe we did it together. I at least would be like, hey, want to go take pics, and literally go take pictures. And
I
like,
didn't.
What?
I remember you did though, because I was a junior and I was like, nah. And like, you were
older. I was just so excited because I was like, oh, I'm in Athens, new place. Like, I want to take pictures. And like, it was just like, oh my God. And then I just started doing it. Like, I mean, the way we do it, it's just like when you're somewhere and it's like, okay, this is cool. I will admit, when I went to the pumpkin patch, did I wear a cuter outfit in hopes of getting a picture? Yes. But I think that's completely okay.
I mean, do you? I love Emma Chamberlain right now. I'm like obsessed. And she did like a whole video, like, get ready with me to take Instagram pics. Like, people do it. You know what I mean? They do things just to take pictures. Like, that's fine. But I feel like there's also a difference there. Like, than like framing your whole day around, I'm gonna buy something to take a picture with or whatever it is. I don't know.
But yeah,
it's like, to each their own. You know, if you're a blogger and that's your vibe, do it.
I was gonna say, because we have to, you know, think about like people that are fashion bloggers, where they're literally like, people follow them for their outfit ideas, and that's definitely something I'm trying to get more into. So that's one thing I'm struggling with, is like, I've gotten so much more into fashion and styling lately that I'm like, wait, I want to wear cool outfits and like share them with people, but it's also like, I can't really wear that to my Zoom class. Well, I guess I could wear it to my Zoom class. Or, like, I'm not going to, like, wear that to dinner with a friend. I don't know. It's just, like, yeah. It's an interesting way to, like, think about it all. You know, back to comparing. We kind of went on a tangent there, but I think it's important to do that. I don't scroll through Instagram a lot, actually. I don't know.
I was about to say that too. Yeah. I do, but I've curated the feed. I have a lot of people on mute, and it's nothing against them personally. It's all due to my own mindset, and it's all due to mm-hmm. my own flawed mindset. So I do it almost as like a barrier system for myself, if that makes sense. Like, there's people that I genuinely do care about following, and if I'm in the right mindset, I'll go through their stories or their posts or whatever, and like maybe I'll like a bunch of them or whatever. But for me, it's just not the best to see all their stuff all the time. And I think that's perfectly okay.
Perfectly okay. I guess not anymore. But before I took my break, I had post notifications on for people. I wanted to see their pictures because I didn't want to miss them because I don't really go through my feed. I think it's really important. I always make sure I'm in a good headspace before I go on Instagram. If I'm going to scroll stories, whatever, I literally just watch. I don't know about you. I literally watch like probably the first like five people on there. I'm just like, what are they up to right
same,
now?
Same. Oh, yeah. No, there's always like like you can keep scrolling for days on my stories thing. But yeah. Once you start watching someone's consistently, it comes up like closer to the front. So it's always like for me, it's you and like our friends and stuff like that. But if it's just someone that I follow, maybe it's like we have mutual friends or whatever it is. And I'm like, oh, I have to follow this person because it's the right thing to do. But their posts don't bring me things like emotion, yeah. You know, or like I don't feel like I need to see it all the time. Mute. Nothing wrong with that. You do.
Yeah,
you have those options in place for a reason. That's what I say.
Yeah. Also, Brooke and I aren't the type of people, and I didn't realize there were really people like this until, well, I guess like the last few years, like ratio stuff like that. Like I follow so many people.
I don't care. Oh my gosh.
Like yeah. I follow like 2,000 people or something, and it's because like if I meet someone and I probably followed like 5 new people in the last few days that I've like met just a couple times, but it's just like they follow me, I want to follow them. Like I want to, you know, it's like a way to like keep connected, which is so crazy, but it's like I just don't really care about that. But with that comes, you know, even more content in your feed. And it's like, are you willing? Like, I don't know. For me personally, I don't really scroll a lot. If there's like a certain person that I'm like, oh, I want to see what they're up to, like I'll literally just like take the time to like go on their page and be like, oh, this is what they've been up to. Like I'm ready to look at this right now. I don't know if you ever do that.
Yeah. No, I completely say what you're saying. I don't care about the ratio stuff. I mean, people do care, which is just like so crazy to me.
I don't get that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm here for the, like, if I unfollow you, like, you want to unfollow me, like, that's fine. Like, I know people have those apps and stuff, too, which I don't have those apps because that just makes me sad. But I understand that mentality of, like, you know, if – and I'm sure you've been there, too, Danielle. Like, you've unfollowed people over the years. Me, too. Like, if you meet someone –
yeah.
There's been people that I've met 5 years ago that, you know, I haven't kept up with. I'm like, I don't really need to see your stuff anymore or whatever. Unfollow. Not out of – because I don't like the person or whatever it is. I think you're entitled to your own reasons. But yeah, you can unfollow me back. Like, I don't care about the freaking ratio thing. I think it's, I don't know. There's just more, way more important stuff to care about than that. I don't know.
I know. I'm like, if you want to follow someone, just follow them. I don't know. I could be like wrong in like how I'm thinking, but I've just always kind of felt like that was kind of funky town. Also nothing you can do. Delete Instagram off your phone. I asked my friend last night, I was like, what are things that you do like to kind of, cause she kind of deals with comparing herself. And she was like, last week I deleted Instagram off my phone. I have it back on my phone now.
Really?
Yeah. She just did it for the week because she was just like, for her, it was like literally how she looks. She was like looking at all these girls. I mean, a lot of girls that go to Georgia, like they're really, you know, like they're,
oh my whatever. Gosh. Georgia completely loved the school. It completely effed up my perception of myself. Like literally
like it happens.
No, it really did. I think I've talked about this before, but I just remember like my body, not even body image, but just like looks wise and everything. I was like, okay, I'm not really desirable by the guys because I wasn't, not that I'm making excuses. This is my thought process. At least I was different. I'm from the North. I look different. Not that I look like radically different. You know what I mean? Obviously whatever.
Yeah. What? No, but it's a fair thing to think. You're just sharing how you felt.
But it did know, cause I was friends with all these beautiful, beautiful people. And by my own self comparison, you know, I was like, oh, they're, you know, naturally fit girls and they're blonde and beautiful and whatever it was. And I just am not, I don't look like I, no matter how hard I try, I could dye my hair blonde tomorrow. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna like have the same look as them, but that's okay. Like I'm realizing that It doesn't have to be like that. Was my own logic, I think, of being flawed and stuff. But yeah, Georgia,
everyone felt that way.
But I would agree though that Georgia, I mean, you guys probably, if you go to school in the South at any of these bigger universities, I don't know when this happened, because when I signed up to go there, it was not this way. It's become this big Instagram culture. It's like,
oh my gosh,
let's do, you know, literally let's have photo shoots and do presets and wear you, and they look amazing. The girls look phenomenal, you know, cute outfits, whatever it is. I can't see that in my feed. I don't want that. Those are the type of people that I've muted, unfortunately, just for my own mental sanity.
Yeah, and that's totally fair. Like, I'm sure once I graduate, like, I'll probably like sift through my thing a little bit more. I like seeing what's up, but again, it's like when I'm ready to see what's up. I think also I was thinking about this because we talked about it last week or the week before about like how, like, you know, I like to listen to music in the morning, you like to watch YouTube or listen to podcasts. I heavily compare, I do compare myself to people on Instagram, whatever, but I really compare myself to like other YouTubers and podcasters. I find like I get really like I either get in two moods. Like when I go to watch YouTube, I have to be ready to be motivated. I don't like if I, because sometimes I'm just like, oh, like I'm jealous of like their life, or oh my gosh, like I wish I thought of that video or something like so stupid that I think in my head. And I don't know why, mainly YouTube, not podcasts as much, but sometimes I'm just like, oh, I can't listen to that. Like I'm not feeling productive. And like, if I hear them feeling productive, like I might feel crappy, which honestly, usually I end up feeling motivated. But on that note, when going on social media, allow it to inspire you rather than making you feel crappy. Like kind of what we were talking about earlier, like rephrase things in your mind. Use the comparison as motivation to be better. Like that's what I try to do. Like, cause I really am starting to like listen to more podcasts. Like I want to like start intaking content again. I miss it. I need some more inspiration. And so if you're scared that you're going to start feeling jealous or just like crappy about yourself, use it as like motivation. Like, oh my gosh, like she is in such a good mood today. And she, I don't know, like figured out a new way to like have a routine in her day or whatever it is. Like, oh my God, like maybe I'll like take a look at my routine of the day. It's so silly, but everyone has their own things that they compare yourselves to. And if you allow those things that you compare yourself to be more of a motivation, it's so much better and it's fun.
Definitely. I mean, we always say it. You only see what people put out. You only
see. Oh my gosh, yeah.
So you only see, unless they're really like raw, which I feel like we're becoming, which I'm very thankful that we're moving towards this world where people are more raw and open. And I love even just the body positivity that I'm seeing on Instagram in terms of, you've probably seen it, you know, the people who are like, this is me posed, this is me not posed.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Yeah. And even Gymshark and these companies just becoming more size inclusive, which, I mean, we're a little late, but okay. I'm glad that we're making our way there.
At least. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And showcasing real people, real bodies, not, you know, these models who are, it's their job to look perfect. You know what I mean? So yeah, you don't, but even those models and beautiful bloggers and people like that, sorority girls, that was like my thing, you don't see what they struggle with. Like you don't know what's going on in their personal lives at all. You don't know how they're being treated. You don't know how crappy their friendships might be, you know what I mean? So it's, you only see what they're putting out, of course. And of course you want to put your best foot forward. I think about people who, I've been thinking about this a lot recently too, Danielle. The amount of people who, you know, when you're talking with your friends and you'll bring up somebody, you'll be like, hey, I have a friend that like, you know, goes to this school and like she does, you like, and then they like show you their Instagram or whatever. The amount of times people have done that with you, isn't that like trippy to think about kind of?
Wait, like you mean?
Okay. So you're talking with your friends about somebody else that you don't even know them, but you're like looking at their social media, or you're talking about someone that you might not have ever met. I was thrifting with some friends this weekend and we were talking about like bloggers in New York, and I was like, how crazy is it that people do this with us? You know what I mean? With anybody.
You don't have to be a blogger.
No,
it's like,
absolutely.
Oh, this girl, and like the way you like see them is by their Instagram.
Exactly.
Before even meeting
that's
them.
All that it, you see. You see like their recent feed, and you know, you could scroll back obviously and
like,
that,
oh, she's cute. Like, yeah, that's such a thing.
And
that's,
I was
so
also
true.
Thinking about for Instagram, these are just deep thoughts I've been having with social media in general, because I've been a little triggered. How the when we put something out, everybody and their mother quite literally is seeing it. I have my parents looking, my grandma looking, people that I'm potentially looking to date, my audience, my friends.
A lot of people see it, yeah.
It's like, what type? It's honestly like I get – it hurts my brain to think about what type of image I want to put out there. You know what I mean? Because then they said the whole narrative is just be authentically you. It's like, well, what even is authentically me? Because when I have all these eyes on me, I'm a different role to all of these people. You know what I mean? Like I'm a different daughter than I am. Like, I don't know. My relationship with my mom is different than my relationship even with you or with, you know, I don't,
it's a really good point. I just, cause like, I mean, you can never, like, as long as you feel as if you are being authentically yourself and you're happy with whatever you're doing, whatever you're posting, that's like what you kind of just have to live with. Because like I'll look at my analytics and it's like 30 people sent your post.
Oh,
like,
I hate that.
I'm like, oh my God. Like,
but
I really
do it. I just sent you one of a blogger and I said, I'm so happy for her. That's what I said in it.
Though. Right.
So
right,
I
right.
have to think about the amount of times that people are saying that. But then of course there are, you know, I think about the screenshots of like the group chats I've been in or something. And then like, I get sad or whatever. Not that I've ever even known that to happen. Like it's never been like that, but I'm sure it has. Like, let's be real, you know?
Oh, I mean, yeah, I dealt with that a lot this summer. So I definitely know. Yeah, it's definitely a thing and it's crazy. And you just have to be confident when you see stuff like that, you know, well, this point I had written down, it kind of goes, choose to be happy for others instead of being envious.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a hard thing to do. But sometimes I'll literally be like, I'll say something out loud to like Delaney. I'll be on social media. And I'm like, oh my God, like I'm literally jealous. Like I'm calling myself out. I'll literally be like, I'm just jealous. That's why I'm saying that. And so if you can like kind of realize that in your head, it's like, okay, I'm jealous. Wow, I'm so happy for her. Like I am just jealous because I wish I could do that. And that's mostly what it comes down to.
I wrote that down, actually. I put the jealousy is like internalized. And that's something, unfortunately, I know this is a hard reality for a lot of people to hear. And I needed to hear it at one point. That's something you need to work on. It's not, you know, it's unfortunately like there's some sort of trigger or something in that that's triggering you to be jealous. And that is, like I said, the way that I deal with it. I mute. I, if you need to unfollow or whatever. But at the same time, maybe you should work on it. Maybe you, there are things in you that you could work on to improve confidence, maybe in your own life. I did my episode with Audrey and she recommended several ways of how to improve confidence. And one of them that I really liked is lean on your achievements. You've done so much in your life, or even just you could do it mentally or like physically, write it down, a list of everything that you've achieved in your life, because people downplay that stuff so much. It doesn't need to be like, oh, I made Dean's list. It could be let's celebrate the little wins. You know what I mean? Like,
I like that. The little wins, the big wins, all the wins.
Just exactly.
Or write down, like, every morning, I write down on my Doing Well Daily 3 things that I'm grateful for. Delaney and I were talking about it. She was like, maybe write down 3 things you love about yourself. If you're, like, kind of struggling with, like, instead of 3 things you're grateful for in general, like, 3 things you love about yourself. It could be looks. It could be, like, personality, or I love my kind heart, or whatever it is, every day.
I really like that. That's a really nice way to do it. But yeah, you have to build the confidence in your own life to get past that wall of jealousy, I guess. So no matter what that is, whatever that is, if that's achievements, if it's doing cool stuff, if it's, you know, having more of a life outside of social media, not doing things just for social media, like you have to build that up. Or if it's, you know, if you're I've definitely been there where I'm insecure that I'm not smart enough or I don't know enough about a certain subject. Educate, you know, like go and learn and like read a book, like I don't know, like do something like that or watch a documentary.
Be active about it. Yeah, that's definitely true, because I dealt with that a little bit. I was like, oh, I'm so frustrated with myself that I don't know this, or I don't know too much about this. And like Brooke said, all you can, like, you can literally just like open a book or like look up an article, like just start somewhere, kind of what we were saying earlier, start somewhere.
It just takes starting. I just always remind myself, and this is like another thing, there's always going to be someone that is smarter, prettier, better at a certain skill than you, but they will never be you. Like, they will never be literally Danielle Carolyn. They will never be Brooke Michio, because guess what? Like, we are two complex individuals. So are you listening. Mm-hmm. So are you. You have, you know, no matter what it is, like, you might be, I think about any sort of industry, like even let's talk about like being a chef. You know what I mean? There's a bajillion top chefs, but they specialize in different things and they have different lives and they have different families and they have different paths of how they came to be and whatever it is. And it doesn't mean that, like, it doesn't need to be a competition of who is more successful. It's like they're all successful.
Yeah. It's so true. I think Also, I have this written down. I think it's a really good point. This is something I'm going to start doing because it's something I just thought of is when comparing yourself, if you're on your social media feed or you're just, there's people in your life, whatever, be aware of what specifically bothers you, what specifically makes you jealous. Write them down. Keep in mind, is it a certain person? Is it when people travel? Is it like, I don't know, certain things like that, and be like, okay, so it's this, like, what do I need to work on in my own life so I'm not as jealous, or like allow that specific thing to motivate you, like, oh, maybe I just wish I was doing that more or something. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. No, it's exactly, that's what
it is. Exercise. Yeah.
Yeah, it's identifying the things. And I know that you might not think that when you're scrolling through your Instagram feed, that's like the last thing you think of is like, oh, I don't like that, but why? Like, you just are like, oh, I don't like that, you know? Or
yeah, just be more mindful about it, I think, is important.
Yeah, or the whole like she or he's annoying narrative. I don't know. Like, I've definitely done that too with my friends. I'm like, oh, she's so annoying. And people are like, why? Like, why is she annoying? You know? And like,
yeah,
I remember in college, I know, people would do that.
Yeah.
Like, well, I just don't like her. Well, why don't you like her? Well, her posts
weird
are
vibes.
Like, her posts like piss me off. Well, why do her posts piss you off? Like, you can go down the like why, and then get down to it and be like, okay, well, she is, you know, just a beautiful person who's like living her best life, and that's why I'm jealous.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you can just, it takes some strength, but just to be able to call yourself out, in the long run, it'll kind of help you, because then you stop feeling so anxious. Like, just forgive, just love, just be happy for them. Mm-hmm. And like, you're never going to not have those feelings. Like, we all, like, we unfortunately, like, and you can like try and rephrase things in your mind, whatever, but you can never fully control your mind, which is so crazy. Like, your mind's just going to think how it wants to, and that's okay. But like, just being more aware is a really good thing to practice.
Yeah. And to those of you who are like scared of like putting yourself out there, or like whatever, I get it. Like, it could be very overwhelming to this world that we live in with social media heavy and all of these thoughts and everything. But what I just remind myself is like, you only get this, as far as we know, one shot at this lifetime. So like, I'm going to live it up. You know what I mean? I'm going to do all of these things. Like we said, do things that scare you. Literally though. So that's why you could sit and dwell and compare yourself, or you could get out there and like actually live your life and do these things that are more crazy or different or whatever, and be that person who is living their best life. You know what I mean? So you could either be the one person watching or the person doing. That's what I think.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah, I like that a lot. I think, yeah, that's good. That's a good thing to like kind of leave it on.
But it's something that we all deal with. I do. I mean, I started it out with like a story, but I'll probably continue to do it today. And it's something that I think it's, I'm not going to say it's like the healthiest feeling to feel, like the comparison, but it's something that everyone deals with. Even it's just like how people feel, you know, imposter syndrome when they're at the top or whatever. And they're like, I feel like I don't deserve to be here. It's like, they're still comparing themselves. Isn't that crazy?
It's so crazy. That's a really big word, that big phrase. I like it. Imposter syndrome. Yeah. Everyone's going to feel this way at some point, and it's not like, this podcast isn't to be like how to get rid of it, because simply Brooke and I will always, you know, have certain feelings. You guys will too. And that's so normal. And that's so okay. Like, know that that's okay. But being more mindful about it and just kind of like taking the extra steps, like Brooke said, like, you're probably not thinking about that when you're scrolling through your social media feed, but maybe like try to be more aware of it and be like, oh, when I see this certain person, like, it kind of puts me in a bad mood. Like, maybe mute them, maybe unfollow, like, if that's healthy for you.
Completely agree.
Or whatever the case is.
Yeah, I think you have to put your own sanity first. But we focus like mostly on social media and all that stuff, but it's also with people in your real life too.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure that you guys have been around those people or whatever that are just so draining, or so you just feel like you can't be around them without thinking that you're not good enough, or without comparing yourself to them, or they put you down or whatever it is. Cut it out. What are we doing? You know,
need to cut it.
Cut it. Cut it. No, cut it. Literally, it's 2020. It's we're not putting up with anybody's BS anymore. So
yeah, definitely be more mindful your vibe attracts your tribe. Like, you don't need to be around certain people that you don't want to, especially right now. Like,
it's just unnecessary.
Do what feels right for you. Yeah. No, not at all. Good stuff. I like this episode. I always like our episodes, but like, this is good.
We finished recording. We're like, that was good.
Yeah.
Maybe or I was like, good. Bachelorette, but maybe next week we'll cover the first 2 weeks. We could talk about
it. Oh, yeah. We like totally hyped that up too. We were like, next week we're going to talk about it. But like, honestly, I mean, I'm just like, we all know it's going to be
I know.
Like, that's the hard thing. Like, it was fun to watch, but like, I don't know. Well, I'm just excited for Tayshia at this point. Like, I can't lie. Me too. That's like so unexpected. Bring her in. My friend looked it up, and apparently she comes in the middle of the third episode, I think.
Oh, that's soon.
So hopefully that, sorry, I don't know if that spoils it for you guys, but
how did they figure that out already?
What do you mean?
She, like, I can't believe that they already know, like, exactly what episode she comes in at.
Or... Oh, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Did I just ruin it? We can, like, totally take that out.
No, no, it's fine. I think it's pretty public knowledge at this point.
I know, and that's why it's just, it was so interesting, too. I didn't know, like, when they all got to that resort, I thought that's where it was happening, but they literally just went there to quarantine.
So the actual show isn't happening at the resort?
No, they were back at that mansion. Like, did you notice how they all quarantined and then the intros and stuff were back at the mansion?
I guess I didn't notice that, but I see that now they're filming the next season and they're doing it at a resort as well.
Unless they're all staying at the – I don't know.
Maybe they just filmed it in the mansion because it doesn't seem like that was like – it seemed like it was more of like a country club. Like.
Yeah, and I'm also just confused, like, are all the guys just not going to live together and they all get their own room, which is hype and, like,
for
I
them,
guess good.
They
yeah, but the drama, I know, I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. This season's going to be, like, definitely weird, but
definitely.
It was so crazy. Like, as soon as she saw Dale, she was literally like him. Like, no one's ever said that. And I feel like if it wasn't, like, so public that, like, what happens was Claire. I wonder if they would have kept that in, you know, when she was like him, you know, I like, or if the whole season was her.
I heard rumors that it was scripted, like that part was like added in later, or like they told her to say it or something. I know. I hate to ruin the facade.
I mean, whatever. I don't love her. I can't lie. Okay. What I will say, I thought was really awesome of her. And here I am saying I don't love her, but why? Why don't I love her? I actually don't know. Maybe I'm just jealous she's a bachelorette. I actually really don't know why I don't love her. So that's like a whole other thing. I just feel like she's been in the Bachelor franchise for too long. Like personally, like I feel
yeah,
like
she's been on four. This is her fourth show with the Bachelor franchise.
Yeah, I don't know. I just like, I don't know. But I thought it was really cool of her when those guys, that one guy started to start drama. She's like, let me just go get the other one. Let's just like nip this in the bud now. That was awesome because otherwise it's like he said, she said, like all this stuff. But she just brought the two men together and was like, let's talk. I thought that was awesome.
Completely agree. That was the drama night one is just so unnecessary too. I'm like, can we not?
And literally they leave and it's daytime. Like that's how late they stay up.
Like, yeah. When they left it was morning, like fully morning.
I was like, oh my
the
God.
The birds were chirping.
Exhausted.
It was beautiful morning. I can't believe that they quarantined for 2 weeks and some of them had to leave that day. They quarantined the full 2 weeks and then they were like, they did the intro sad. And then she sent them home. It's like savage, but you have that. The show must go on, right?
Show must go on. They signed up for it. So whatever. I'm sure it was fun to do.
And they gave her a really interesting group of guys. We could talk about this next week. We'll go more into
detail. Yeah, I completely forgot about that. My bad. We'll have to like write that in.
No, it's all good. I mean, it's exciting. We're finally getting better quality TV again. Thank gosh.
Thank
we were
goodness.
A little dry for a while.
I know. I'm excited. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I know Brooke does too.
Thank you.
I don't know. I was just like, I hope. And I'm like, Brooke does too. But I don't know if it's like, we hope. I guess I could have said we hope.
Yeah, you could speak we on hope. Our behalf. That's fine.
Okay.
I give you permission. Thank you. We hope. And let us know if you guys have any topics you want us to cover. We love going into like these deeper or psychology.
Yeah, we try to go with things that like we personally have like dealt with recently or like feel, because like then we can like really speak on it. But also we always want to hear from you guys, and this podcast is obviously ours, but it's also y'all's as well, big old group. And it's such a special place for us to share and talk each week, and I'm so thankful for it. And thank you guys for allowing us to have this platform, because we love you guys endlessly. Seriously.
So much.
That's why we do this.
Oh, yeah. So much. So we'll talk to you guys all next Wednesday with another brand new episode.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Love
talk
you guys.
Soon.
Bye.
Bye.